Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. It is Deep Fried Tacos Day, baby, and it's Deep Fried Burritos. You know what? I love me some chimichangas. You know what I'm saying up in here? And it's been so long since I had a chimichanga. Listen, me and my best friend, Robert, used to always go to this Mexican restaurant, and I would always get my chimichanga, and it would be so delish. The best place in Hyde Park, Illinois. I'm telling you, it's so delicious. So listen. Anybody out there, if you're around in the area, listen, Mama could go for some tacos, burritos, and some chimichangas. But listen, I'm broadcasting live. It is from the Windy City. It's clear. Can y'all believe it's clear out in the Windy City? Oh, my God. It's 30 degrees around here. It is February the 10th, 2023. It is 10 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 11 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Well, y'all know what Karan Patwardhan is in India. Let me tell y'all why I'm always singing about Karan Patwardhan. So he's the hardest Indian man ever that's been on the Fierce Female Network. His hips are from side to side, left to right, up and down, and all around. He's the hardest for the Indian man I've ever yet played. So listen, let me tell y'all guys. I got some hot music on tonight. Independent artist DJ and the Diva. We're going to get on down with it. They got some hot music. I am telling you, it's banging. It's banging bad, baby. And independent artist Sick Bird. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, Sick Bird know how to rap. I'm going to get into that in just 1 minute. But listen, let me tell y'all something. Do me a little favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give a like and a follow. I greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. Do it. Come on. Do it. All over. Listen. Yes, your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. I got some hot stuff, hot. Listen, let me tell y'all about Sick Bird. I am telling you, this guy is the bomb. He is the boss of us. Let me tell y'all, check him out on YouTube. I did go and check him out on YouTube, and he's hot. He's sizzling. He got a really nice single over there called Habit, and I'm telling you, he is rapping like nobody's business. Some people think they can rap, and I don't know what they be doing. You know what I'm saying? I think they just be going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, element, no P. You know what I mean? It's why people think they can rap in there in kindergarten or whatever. But listen, listen, Sick Bird can really, really, he can do his thing. He can do his thing to the hilt. Listen, I got some funky bad music from independent artists, VJ and the Diva. I mean, it is going down. They got some bad, bad sounds. Listen, I played earlier, Funky Train. It was really hot, and I loved it. It was exciting. I was like, oh, they got the groove going on up in here. You can really get your groove on, and you can tap your toes and do everything. I am telling you, you can shake your bottom to it because they got it going on. VJ, and the Diva. And the Diva, listen, listen, listen. I got some hot stuff. Their music is really hot. What's coming up right now is called Boogie Tonight. Boogie Tonight. Y'all going to love this. It's dropping hard. Dropping hard tonight and tomorrow. You better know it. It is a musical salute. This is Boogie Tonight.
Because of life.
All right. That is boogie tonight. You know, they know what they are doing. You can tell the difference. I am telling you, when someone is professional and they know what they're doing in music, you can tell the difference when it's been studio made or if it's been homemade. And sometimes you have, of course, artists that make their music at home and it still has that perfect mixing and mastering sound, and you can't tell the difference. And it's, you know, it depends on what you're working with and the equipment and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So listen. Let me tell you something. Also, I got to tell you. Vinny. I'm all pumped up and excited about Vinny. He's going to be here February 21st. Yeah, buddy, he's going to be here. He knows everybody there is to know in entertainment and television, movie and films. I am telling you, he is the man behind a lot of the big shows like Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon. Y'all know I love my Nick Cannon. Snoop Dogg, he's put together branding. He's put together a lot of different shows. Pauly Shore, Jerry Springer. So listen, he is the man. He is the man that you need to know. He puts the things together. He's the man that is behind scenes. He's Emmy Award winning. Yes, he is. He really is. So listen, he's going to be here February 21st. February 21st. You need to circle your calendar. If you are an artist, if you're in entertainment and you really want to know, he has valuable information. I am telling you, he's going to give it to us. So listen, you need to come prepared with your notepad and your pen. You really do. You need to come prepared with your notepad and your pen. He's going to give us all the details, all the good stuff. He's going to spill all the tea. This is what he does full-time, all the time. Listen, he's been working with MTV. He's worked with MTV. It was a network from 1998 to 2007. So I think he knows what he's doing in television. I think he kind of knows his way around. So listen, Vinny is the man. I'm all hyped up about Vinny. So listen, I'm going to tell you some more about Vinny. His list of people that he's worked with is way so long. I'm telling you, everybody that you know in entertainment or Hollywood, he's worked with them. So listen, the Osbournes and everybody, Sharon Osbourne, I'm telling you, the guy is just super bad, super phenomenal. And I got some more music that's going down here. Listen, let me tell you something. This is Eli, independent artist Eli. This one is called Simmer. Now, this guy, he's just getting started, but he has a great sound. I am telling you, his crowd, listen, he's not going to have a hard time getting his fan base, right? His fan base is just going to come to him because he's got that sound. He's got that Nashville sound. Nashville, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm telling you to know about Eli. He's a local singer, songwriter out of PA, Bethlehem, PA, with a love for live music, just getting into the release world. So listen, he's off to a running, doggone good start. You hear what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, Precious Pup. He's just like Precious Pup. He's full up in the air already. He's just now getting started. You know what I'm saying up in here? So listen, his song is Simmer. Now listen, y'all know mama is always turned up all on 10. So I got to simmer down for this one. This is Simmer Down.
Simmer down, it'll all be figured out. We don't have to do now. We can run, we can shout, we won't have any spout till the right words leave our mouth. So much talk in here, words are flying around the room. I'm staring back at you. I saw that you were fast into nothing for us. And your thoughts are out of tune, mine have left the room. What did I buy into? I head out to go find some quiet red wine, but in the meantime, we should Simmer down, it'll all be figured out. We don't have to do it now. We can run, we can shout, we will never end this bout till the right words leave our mouth. And I'll say, oh, and you say, hey. those shadows across the room. 4 a.m. It's just too late to call you. I don't know what I can do. There's nothing here for us. Bad luck and no trust. Why haven't I hung up? Simmer down, simmer down. It'll all be figured out. We don't have to do it now. We can run, we can shout. We will never end this bout. Till the right words leave our mouth. And I'll say, oh, oh, oh. And you'll say, hey. And I'll say, oh, 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 oh. You'll say, hey, 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 hey. Gonna be okay.
I love him. I love him that is independent artist, Eli. I love him. He doesn't have anything to worry about when it comes to performing live and a fan base. His fan base will be loyal, 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 loyal. Why? Because he delivers. He's naturally talented. You know what I'm saying? Wherever he goes, his fan base is going to follow him wherever he goes. It doesn't even matter. He can go sing in Timbuktu and they'd be there listening. You know what I'm saying up in here? So listen, you know, Eli, you got a good thing going. I love it. I want to hear more from you. I want more music from you. I really do. I'm not just saying this. Listen, I'm not. I feel like I meant to tell you. I want to tell you. I want to say this real quick, and I got something else coming up from Sick Bird. It's just like Simon Cowell. You know, like when Simon Cowell gets the look on his face every time I hear the song Simmer Down by Eli, I get this picture in my brain of Simon Cowell. I really do. I'm not just saying this. I am so honest here. You know how Simon is. When somebody stands in front of him and they go to sing, either he's got to look like he loves him or he's got to look like, what the hell is it? Well, when I hear Eli's song playing, I get this look in my mind. I can see Simon's expression on his face. I kid you not. I kid you not. I get this picture in my mind. Simon is going, oh my gosh, and he drops his pen. He drops his pen. He's like, this guy is good. This guy is good. This guy is really, really good. So I'm not kidding you. So I'm going to get on to independent artist Sick Bird. Sick Bird, this is another good one. Now we're cooking.
We'll be right back.
All right. He is hot. Listen, let me tell you something. Independent artist Sick Bird, he got something going on. And you know something? He can blow up really good. He really can. He can blow up real good because I'm telling you, you need to check him out on YouTube and see what he's got going on. You know, it's really hot. This song, I love it. Now We're Cooking. It's hot. I also like his other song, Habit. Check him out on YouTube. It's Sick Bird, Sick Bird, Sick Bird. You're going to love what you find there. You're going to enjoy it. He has it going on. He's had a signature sound. He really does. He has a signature sound. He has a house techno thing going on, a little alternative techno, but I love it, love it, love it. You can really get your groove onto it. It's Boss Loss. He is Spankalicious bad. Spankalicious bad. It's like spank me, baby, because it feels so good kind of bad. You hear what I'm saying up in here. Listen, I'm out of time. I got to get him up out of here, but I'll be back on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and